The Guardian.
The National Gallery has just announced its big summer show, and you've probably never heard of the artists on display. I hadn't until I saw some of their work at the Guggenheim in New York last year, and it's remarkable stuff. Maeve Kennedy, who were the Divisionists?
I think the link that people will have heard of is artists like Seurat in France. The Divisionists were very interested in the idea of putting pure blobs of colour onto the canvas and mixing the colour on the canvas rather than mixing colour on your palette. And the idea was this gives you a much more vivid, much more brilliant impression of how light actually falls on an object.
And there's quite a political dimension to these paintings, isn't there? Because there's one scene I remember which is a lot of farm workers, women leaning over in a field picking, and the title is something like "For Only 80 Cents an Hour," which is not at all the kind of pastoral idyll that you normally get in paintings of those sorts of scenes.
Yes, I must say, I find that fantastic. I find it really interesting that it gives it a bit of welly that the much more pure art French painters of the period don't have, because of course Italy at that time is in absolute turmoil, political, financial, economical, and that very much comes out in the paintings. One of the painters was actually painting workers on his own estates, and there's almost a hint of Soviet realism in them, of these mobs of art of workers marching towards the painter, arms in the air, arms waving, shouting about freedom and workers' rights, in a way that's really quite startling to see.
The National's got a new director, Nicholas Penny, and he signalled a little bit of a move away from some of the big blockbuster exhibitions that the National Gallery has been having recently and which haven't always gone down very well.
Well, for years, the National Gallery couldn't put a foot wrong, it seemed. I mean, they got huge crowds and they got fantastic reviews for shows like Monet, Titian, Vermeer. And then recently, they've had a run of shows that, to be very polite, divided critical opinion. So there has been a real feeling that the new man was coming in. He's very, I mean, Nicholas Penny is only the new man in terms of the job he's doing. He's a National Gallery man to his toenails. Very well liked, very academic, very scholarly man. He was strongly hinting today that they might just step back from that whole merry-go-round of the big international blockbuster shows, which is something people have been talking about in the last year, because these shows take years and years to set up. They cost a fortune to show. You can't really do it without getting a huge sponsor, and the huge sponsors tend to want a particular kind of blockbuster family name show. And if you step back from that and you think, let's see what we can do more on our own resources, smaller scale, based on our own collection, it's a very different and interesting approach.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.